This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli military aircraft and vehicles were seen across Israel on Monday as Israeli troops prepared for escalation after an unprecedented assault on its territory 10 days ago. Some 1,300 people were killed in the unexpected attack, which shook the country. Authorities in Gaza said on Monday at least 2,808 people so far had been killed by retaliatory Israeli strikes, a quarter of them children, and 10,850 wounded. People in southern Gaza headed to the Rafah border on Monday in hope of a brief ceasefire to let foreign passport holders out and aid in on Monday. Instead, Israel's bombing was the heaviest in 9 days, according to Gaza residents, as it prepares to invade by land. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Palestinians and foreign nationals flocked towards the Rafah crossing on Monday, seeking to flee across the Egyptian border. But as food, water and fuel run short in Gaza, hopes for a brief ceasefire in the south to let foreign passport holders leave and aid get in were dashed, as Israel intensified its bombardment ahead of an expected ground assault. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said there was no truce, hours after Egyptian security sources told Reuters an agreement had been reached on Rafah.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Egypt said on Monday Israel was not cooperating with delivery of aid into Gaza and evacuations of foreign passport holders via the only entry it does not wholly control, leaving hundreds of tons of supplies stuck. Cairo says the Rafah crossing, a potentially vital opening, is not officially closed but was made inoperable due